not quite a decade ago, when then South Korean President Moon Jae-in suggested his country needed to take more agency in shaping policy towards its northern counterpart, his critics called him anti-American. Now, Seoul's reluctance to back U.S. military operations in Iran ruffles fewer domestic feathers. The fraying of a long-standing alliance with Washington offers a measure of how countries are adapting to a changing global order. We used to follow whatever the United States decision is, a Korean defense expert tells contributing writer Kelly Casillas Cho. But recently, we decided to make our voice heard. It's Tuesday, June 30th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. The Supreme Court upheld the rights of states to count absentee ballots received after Election Day. The case, Watson v. RNC, concerned Mississippi's counting of mail-in ballots postmarked by Election Day that arrived up to 5 days later. The court found that federal statutes didn't prevent the counting of these ballots in the roughly 30 states that have similar grace periods. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett sided with the court's three liberal justices in a 5-4 ruling. President Donald Trump has criticized the use of postal ballots and made unsubstantiated claims about voter fraud. The Supreme Court declined President Trump's request to review a sex abuse verdict against him. The justices said they would not hear an appeal by the president seeking a review in the sex abuse and defamation case filed against him by writer E. Jean Carroll. Ms. Carroll filed the lawsuit in 2022, saying Mr. Trump sexually assaulted her in the mid-1990s. A jury awarded Ms. Carroll $5 million. In November, Mr. Trump asked the high court to hear his appeal. In a response brief, Ms. Carroll asked the review be denied. Mr. Trump's lawyers say they also plan to appeal a verdict in which a second jury ordered Mr. Trump to pay Ms. Carroll $83.3 million in damages. Also, astronomers discovered superpuff planets. The two giant superpuff planets have densities lower than cotton candy, a discovery that is challenging theories of how gas giant planets form and evolve. Nearly the size of Jupiter, but far less dense, the planets belong to a rare class of worlds known as superpuffs. The planets were first identified by volunteers with the Planet Hunters Test Citizens Science Project, run by NASA and Zooniverse, the world's largest citizen science platform. Astronomers then confirmed the discovery through follow-up observations. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. In a pair of rulings, the Supreme Court expanded the president's ability to fire officials at agencies with purview over things like nuclear technology and consumer safety, while preserving the independence of the Federal Reserve. Henry Gass reports for the Monitor. If the core U.S.-Iran dispute has long been Tehran's nuclear program, the tit-for-tat strikes in the Strait of Hormuz makes clear that control of the waterway is of immediate concern to both. Neither wants a resumption of full-scale war, yet threats are flying. Scott Peterson reports from London for the Monitor. U.S. lawmakers are working to pass laws that protect kids online. One route forces big tech to change harmful algorithms, making failure to do so illegal. The other relies on voluntary rules that critics deem ineffective. Caitlin Babcock reports for the Monitor. The decades-old alliance between the U.S. and South Korea has come under strain, largely because of political pressures from inside both countries. As a result, South Korean leaders are looking to expand their horizons beyond the country's reliance on the U.S. Contributor Kelly Casillas Cho reports from Seoul, South Korea for The Monitor. Wimbledon might be drawing the eyes in Britain right now, but it's a different racket sport that's attracting new players. Paddle, invented in Mexico, is the fastest growing sport among Britons today, in part because it's accessible to all ages. Contributor Mark Rice Oxley reports from London for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how both ingenuity and faith deepen the AI design discussion. GPT 5.3 Codex, 5.5 Pro, and 5.6 Family, Gemini 3.1 Family, and 3.5 Flash, DeepSeek V4 Pro and Flash, Claude Opus 4.8, Fable 5, and Mythos 5, Voxtrial TTS, and Real Time. This hodgepodge of names and numbers captures only some of the many new or upgraded artificial intelligence models released in the first 6 months of 2026. Online sources indicate 12 such iterations dropped during a single week in March. The technology, it's clear, is moving by leaps and bounds. In parallel, AI firms are taking smaller but arguably just as significant steps to incorporate core principles of ethics and morals and religious reasoning into model development. Some companies are embedding in-house philosophers to help with complex questions surrounding design ethics at the human-AI interface. Google DeepMind reportedly has 10 such individuals on staff, hiring two from Cambridge and Carnegie Mellon universities this year. And Anthropic's Amanda Askell has been featured in multiple media reports. But the scope of AI creators' inquiry is expanding beyond the humanities and human philosophizing to deeper spiritual questions of what differentiates wisdom from intelligence or factual knowledge from how character is molded. In May, Anthropic reported on first conversations with people from religious, philosophical, and cultural communities that have a long tradition of thinking about virtue, character, and what it means to live a good life. What the company is after, it said, is careful, accumulated thinking on how good character actually forms. The more powerful the technology, the greater the need for discipline and discernment, according to John Dyer, a Dallas Theological Seminary professor and technology creator. It can be tempting to see these statistical models as having true wisdom, but they are just useful tools, mere blocks of silicon, he cautioned in a January post on the website AI and Faith, a consulting firm. The executive director of that firm, Greg Kutsona, was among 15 Christian leaders with business and academic backgrounds who attended a two-day workshop hosted by Anthropic in March. Several participants told the Washington Post that they were impressed with the sincerity and humility of the AI firm's staff in discussing both ethical and spiritual implications. They realize that they don't have it all figured out, wrote Dr. Kutsona, who taught religion and humanities before his current role. The tone of the discussion, he wrote on a blog in April, expressed a prevailing feeling that an entirely secular framework reaches points of insufficiency as it tries to respond to the depth of questions raised. DeepMind co-founder and chemistry Nobel laureate Demis Hassabis has repeatedly called for a societal and spiritual reckoning with AI, especially when it comes to questions of purpose and meaning in life. Describing himself as a cautious optimist, he told The Guardian last year, "I think we'll get this right through human ingenuity and adaptability." But for Professor Dyer, the deeper demand is to be faithful stewards of this time and with these technologies. And that, he has written, is a task we cannot do without the wisdom of God's word. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcast. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, through prayer, we can discover more of God's impartiality in blessing His creation. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.